Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from LVS, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hi Sanemain, I've been listening to your content since 2015. You've kept me up to date, and your insight has broadened my thinking and influenced my life for the better. Keep up the great work, especially toward your own personal 10-year goal. A real inspiration to all of us men going our own way. Regards from South Africa. Well, LVS, thanks for the awesome oversized donation, and I'll dedicate a couple of videos to you starting with this one. I don't know if you know who Casual Bachelor is, but he made a video recently called Secret Service Exposes Major Threat of Going Your Own Way. And he was careful not to use the MGTOW acronym, so his video doesn't get demonetized or throttled. He was reviewing a supposedly anti-MGTOW video saying that we're terrorists, and that we're on the rise. So I did a little bit more research and found a YouTube channel by someone named Claire Harris, where it looks like Casual Bachelor found the two videos he responded to. Claire Harris is a triggered snowflake that spent the last 6 months finding anti-MGTOW and Manosphere videos from so-called credible news sources, and then trying to make people aware of the threats. For her MGTOW Terrorism is on the Rise video, she was just repackaging a video that was meant for incels, and trying to say that it was about men going their own way. No doubt that so people with power might see it and take the appropriate response on their platforms. Claire, if that's her real name, is supposedly from Canada. She has a small white maple leaf with a rainbow LGBTLMNOQP flag surrounding it on her videos. So she's most likely a simp or some lesbian feminist. She also reposted a video about the US Secret Service warning about the incel threats. That one is real and from CBS News. There hasn't been any major incel violence since the yoga studio incident in 2018. So the Secret Service is either aware of some threat that might happen at any moment, or they're just making things up. My thinking is that they're saying it to appear relevant, and like they're doing something. Even Fox News in Houston is discussing it, and I put a link to a video in the description about it as well. My only experience with the Secret Service was back about 10 years ago, when I was in Washington, D.C., and going to a wedding. The DJ was a black man carrying records in a typical milk crate-style container. And suddenly out of nowhere, he was tackled by the Secret Service. Obama wasn't even in the White House or in town back then, so I have no idea why such nastiness happened. Again, probably trying to stay busy and relevant, even when there was no actual danger. Also, the idea that MGTOW is on the rise is both right and wrong. The use of the acronym has been declining for almost 4 years now, but the idea is spreading and they can't stop it, because mostly the manosphere is no longer using terms like MRA, MGTOW, incel, etc. There was an opportunity for the feminists to debate and beat us, which we all know they couldn't do, so what they did was simply take our ideas and make them spread far and wide, without the ability to stop them. They did that by basically demonetizing us. But how do they do that against people like Better Bachelor, Think Before You Sleep, Taylor the Fiend, and Casual Bachelor, that don't even technically identify as MGTOW? They can't. MGTOW is rising in the shadows, and it's all their fault. Anyways, I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to censoring MGTOW just made it bigger Clown World show. Even channels like Stardust the Thinking Ape are now monetized. They dropped the MGTOW label and are now spreading black pill philosophy. The term black pilled has replaced incel, and bachelor in some cases has replaced MGTOW. I suspect that they'll try and blacklist, no pun intended, those terms next, if they're even on the radar screen anymore. For the most part, the hit pieces and news coverage has stopped against the manosphere, because they have to target each individual content creator now. A good example of that recently was TFM, when someone was trying to get YouTube to police his content on Patreon, even though TFM no longer posts new content on YouTube, except for sex toy reviews. Big deal. Even if they kick him off Patreon and YouTube, he still has Subscribestar and other alt-tech platforms to broadcast on, and crypto payments to keep himself going financially if he has to. His content is mostly posted on alt-tech at this point, and even if somehow the wokesters manage to shut down Subscribestar, they can't stop crypto. He can set up his own wallet and have the money pour in. Even if they block him from being able to transfer his crypto to an exchange and cash it in his own name, he can also use localcryptos.com and get cash that way. there are people willing to trade cash in person on there for it. I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying that that's an option. Claire is trying to make it seem like MGTOW is growing. But how exactly is anyone supposed to identify now? It's just ideas without a label. It would be the equivalent of the Nike shoe company making millions of shoes, but not putting a label on any of them, and just putting those shoes up in stores. Everyone would know that they're Nike shoes when they put them out, but the critics wouldn't say, we need to ban Nike shoes, because the shoes are not labeled. Plus then imagine if Adidas, Reebok, and Puma and other companies started pulling their labels too. You couldn't say we need to ban all shoes now, could you? People would say you're crazy, we can't do that. Reebok, Adidas, and Puma are like the incels, MRAs, and PUAs. Even pickup dating coach sites have begun saying they aren't about pickup, but they're just dating advice sites. You can't exactly go after dating advice. That would be insane. So the manosphere keeps growing, and if the radical left uses any term, it might be the manosphere to go after us. But 99.9% of the manosphere content creators don't even say they're part of the manosphere. The leftist feminist fools shot themselves in their collective fupas when they got the acronym MGTOW demonetized from YouTube, because now they can't identify what they want the mainstream media to go after. Black pill channels like Wheat Waffles are getting around 100,000 views per video. I suspect that new channels in the manosphere grow for about 6 months to a year. Then they're identified and eventually throttled. Then the content creator simply starts a new page, or another content creator pops up to take his place. MGTOW is constantly rising and falling, and there's nothing they can do about it. With two content creators, Casual Bachelor and Better Bachelor, using the word bachelor to describe themselves, how long before the wokesters start going after anyone that uses the word bachelor too? There aren't that many news stories targeting this anymore. Recently I had Vice want to make a story about me and I declined. The trend for MGTOW is down, down, down. But videos discussing female nature are being recommended up, up, up. Recently even Facebook started promoting my MGTOW content again. In November, Facebook had 21.2 billion visitors to their site. But in January it dropped down to 18.8 billion. It's probably dropped more since then. I suspect that YouTube might also start losing traffic, which appears to be happening right now, because they had 35.6 billion visits in November 2021, and only 32.1 billion in January of 2022. If it gets bad enough, then they'll start to remonetize content that was on the borders of hate in the interests of the shareholders, because they'll need to keep those profits flowing. On the other hand, Rumble, while still tiny, saw its audience grow the last few months, as well as TikTok. I remember back in the day when eBay screwed myself over and a whole bunch of sellers, so we decided to simultaneously go on strike one day. They threw many of us off the platform that day, and a month later were asking us to come back, but I was done. I suspect that one day YouTube is going to monetize me again, because they'll have more ads and less space to fill with those ads, because less people are incentivized to create content, because they need 1,000 subscribers to get paid. So people are moving on to other things. Many of us spoke before about how YouTube would turn itself into NormieTube, and that looks like it's finally starting to happen. As for the video the Casual Bachelor reviewed in it, they say that the way to identify men that have been radicalized is by doing what is known as a behavioral threat assessment. A behavioral assessment that can identify ideological points of view. Probably asking you things like, do you believe that men should have rights, and do you believe that the wage gap is real? If you answer truthfully that the wage gap is real, but you bring up valid points for it besides misogyny, then I'm sure your threat assessment level will be high. Or if you believe that men don't have as many rights as women do, then you're denying the patriarchy, which means they need to lower your social credit score or something like that because you sound like you won't be giving women the preferential treatment they believe they deserve. Whenever I think about a behavioral threat assessment, I always think that they'll put you in a room and ask you about a tortoise that's on its shell, upside down, and then you won't flip it over. Then they'll ask you if you can tell them about your mother, and at that point, you'll pull a Leon from Blade Runner. The threat assessment guy in the video looks like the comic book guy from The Simpsons. The so-called incel and manosphere expert himself looks like an incel. How ironic. I didn't see that one coming. He says that men in the manosphere are motivated by violence and the inability to form relationships, and that early intervention can prevent violence. But how is the Secret Service going to investigate the millions of incels out there to see if any of them are going to commit a violent act? Will men in the future have to declare their relationship status as part of some social credit score system? I think it's just a ruse to take away weapons from the general population. That single men shouldn't be armed because they might go postal because they can't touch a thong. I think it's all about the government being worried that there's revolutionary talk in them Nar Hills. Even Sleepy Joe knows that the fourth turning is happening and thinks things are about to get violent. His response, he put more women in the military. Gee, that's gonna help if the whole generation of incels out there gets rowdy. Imagine what'll happen if they send a platoon of pantyhose after them. They'll probably capture all the women and sleep with them. Once again, the guy suggesting the assessments and behavior looks like comic book guy from The Simpsons. That's all we need. Fat guys with ponytails telling us we're dangerous because some of us can't get any tail. As for Claire Harris, all I have to say is great job. You become a source of topics for Casual Bachelor so he can spread his content around the internet. There's so many channels discussing female nature without the MGTOW acronym these days. All it would take is for myself and Hammerhand to drop it, and Claire's channel would no longer even exist, because no one would even know what MGTOW is anymore. It would continue spreading as common sense and nothing else. Maybe I need to start a new channel without the MGTOW acronym and see if it's monetized. Just mirror my content and see if it gets shared around by the YouTube algorithm. And within a year, move it over to that third channel and just keep rotating from channel to channel, without stopping anticipating the YouTube will demonetize, throttle, and then shadow ban me every time. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to LVS for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the left tried to smash MGTOW, and they did into millions of tiny pieces that are spreading fast and wide and impossible to smash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the leftists that are smart enough to realize they screwed themselves over by trying to destroy us away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.